Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to today's TSD Spotlight podcast. My name is Jarrett Hartman, University Talent Director for Tech San Diego, and I'm coming to you from the temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego here in beautiful Mission Valley. As University Talent Director, I really have two primary focuses: ensuring students know about and are sourced for professional opportunities here in the region, like internships and job opportunities, and making sure our local tech ecosystem is easily accessible to our university communities, whether that be through networking events with student organizations, professional development workshops, or even one-on-one coffee meetings with chairs of academic departments. But today's podcast isn't about me, so I'd like to welcome today's guest from ACM, the Association for Computing Machinery at UCSD. Casey, Adam, Max, and Stone, why don't you give a brief introduction of yourselves to our listeners?
Hi, my name is Casey. I'm an incoming third year at UCSD, and I'm the president of ACM. I'm also a computer science major, and I'm interested in software engineering and robotics.
Hi, my name is Stone. I'm an incoming second year at UCSD. I'm studying computer science and cognitive science. Within ACM, I'm one of the developers who makes some of the software, but I'm also part of another community within ACM called ACM AI, of which I founded and am current president of.
Hey, I'm Adam. I'm an incoming second year at UCSD. I do sponsorship here at ACM, and I'm a data science major at UCSD, and I'm really interested in reinforcement learning research.
Hey, everyone. My name is Max. I'm a second year computer science major at UCSD, and I'm on the side projects committee at ACM, and I'm interested in general software and intelligent solutions to problems with software.
Perfect. And thank you again for joining us today to kind of talk about ACM and what you guys do in kind of the normal course of the academic year. Now, I guess to just start us off, what exactly is ACM? How many members do you have? And I guess what is your goal or kind of the purpose of your organization?
ACM actually is not just an organization at UCSD. It's also an international organization, and it has student chapters all around the world. We're the UC San Diego student chapter, and we're a student organization focused on fostering and advancing student interests in software and computing. And computing isn't just subject to things like writing software or writing code. There are also members who do things like design and entrepreneurship. So our general goal and purpose is to help foster those interests and expose students to opportunities that relate to those interests. We're a pretty big organization on campus. We have over 1,000 members, and we're the largest engineering organization at UCSD. We actually were just founded last year, so this is pretty big for us, and we're excited to continue growing.
Great. And, you know, I that was actually one of the things that you talked to me about in our first meeting, was just really compared to other student organizations and kind of fraternal organizations on campus at UCSD. You really encompass a lot of different disciplines, and you're not just a small kind of singular interest group. You have such a wide-ranging group and an appropriately large student base to go along with that. Now, what are some of the events that ACM puts on for its members? It sounds like you have so many kind of a wide range of interests there. Are there any programs that ACM has developed to encourage collaboration or even networking with local technology companies?
So we're a new org, so we actually haven't had the opportunity to partner with as many tech companies as you would like. We're still looking forward into this. And because of this, we're always looking for new organizations who want to be part of an integral part of our student body and of the ACM chapter at UCSD to really work tightly to like the talent and students at UCSD. And we're always looking for people who are interested in just bringing their knowledge and information to UCSD, to our 1,000+ members. But there's been a whole load of past events that we've done with like local technology companies. For example, one of the communities within ACM is called ACM Innovate. They are focused on entrepreneurship and innovation. And one of the many events they're hosting this fall and in the past is speaker series with companies. So we will often invite for some companies, they're inviting like the founders. Other companies are inviting like engineering leads to like just talk about their companies, talk about why they started that company or why they continue to work in it. And apart from that, we also have a whole bunch of other communities within ACM. We have ACM AI focusing on AI, ACM Cyber focusing on cybersecurity, ACM Hack focusing on software engineering, ACM Design focusing on design. And all of those different communities are focusing on a wide range of events, from socials to workshops to competitions to networking events to design jams. And I think Matt can talk a little bit more about the side projects, which is another kind of program we're developing to encourage collaboration and interest in tech.
Yeah, so I was on the committee that actually helped develop side projects, but it's a very new branch of ACM. And basically, our goal is we have two goals. One is to provide a way for our members to experience what it's like to be in a real software development environment. So we have small teams with an experienced project manager, and then we kind of have delegated roles for each different person, and they're specialized. So that's our first goal, is we want to give people experience that's actually useful. And then the second goal is the projects that we have them working on are actually internal projects that we want to be able to use at ACM. For instance, we have a voting software that they're working on now, and also a ACM Kahoot game that they're working. So our goal is to be able to improve the experience of the other members of ACM as these side projects members work on their projects.
Yeah, and you know, I think Tech San Diego, in our first meeting that we had a few weeks ago, you know, it was immediately very appealing to me to hear that you guys are already planning these types of speaker series, and you want to get that really professional networking experience for your students. And I'm excited about the prospects of working with you guys throughout the next school year, throughout the fall, because I think there's kind of a perfect marriage of our goal as kind of our university talent initiative in connecting young students and young professionals with kind of more veteran professionals here in our local industry. So I'm very excited to kind of partner with you guys. And I know that we'll probably talk a little bit more about some of the events that we have planned for this fall and kind of beyond a little bit later on in this podcast. But are there any other confirmed events other than the speaker series, other than the shadowing series, or ideas for the next school year that you currently have that you're working on right now, or you're excited about, or you'd like to share with some of our kind of industry members here?
As you already mentioned, with some of our bigger things like ASIM Innovate, they're working on a speaker series, and we have side projects working continuing from summer. We have even more side projects. But other events we have that are pretty big is all of our workshops and all of our competitions. So some of our bigger workshops is ACM Hack is hosting an entire web development series, just getting people in who are new to web development or maybe a little more advanced into it, of all skill levels, to get more knowledge and just into how to develop a web app. We also have one of our newest, biggest events we're planning for the next year, actually, not just fall, but we've been starting already, which is ACM Conference. We're trying to host a conference of sorts, and this is kind of based on the previous work done by many other universities, such as UIUC, who host their own conference every year. We want to look up to them and also adopt the similar things they've done to host a conference, a nationwide tech conference for students, for professionals, for high school students to learn about tech, talk about tech, and have a great experience as a conference. Other things we're hosting, I think ACM Cyber is hosting lots of cybersecurity competitions called Capture the Flag. Those are always interesting. ACM AI is hosting AI competitions, which are rivaled by only one school in the entire nation. Also, some really other interesting events that you might not often see at a tech org is like design jams. So our design community within ACM is pretty strong. They're planning to host design jams where they all get together, talk about design, maybe look at a product and think about how could we redesign this? How can we redesign a new product for a company? How could we help maybe a local business design something for them? There is a whole host of events that they've planned. And then also from the tech side, we're also already planned many socials. First week of school, we're all playing a game called Among Us, which is pretty popular recently. But yeah, those are just some of the events we've planned for fall already. And this doesn't even stop at fall. Some of us have already planned stuff for winter as well.
Yeah, ACM does a lot of events throughout the quarter. And so one way to help students and other members just get a grasp of all the things we have going on are through our kickoff events. At the very beginning of each quarter, we have a kickoff event where we tell everyone, this is what ACM is, this is what we do, and here's how you can get involved. And so our first kickoff event, which is happening on Monday, October 5th, is going to be our first kickoff for the school year. And we're just going to talk about all of the events that we have planned for the fall quarter and all of the new programs that we're starting up.
That's very exciting. And, you know, I, I think one of the first events that you as an organization kind of brought to me to kind of have Tech San Diego partner with specifically had that design element, which is not something that we've necessarily worked on with a lot of student organizations in the past before. So I'm excited to, for at least on Tech San Diego's end, to be able to explore those new avenues and kind of those new ways of introducing tech and getting professional tech members into our student organizations. And I'm excited to see what else you as an organization are coming up with, because really you kind of hit me right away with a number of great events that we could get involved with. And we're looking forward to seeing how we can kind of work with you beyond the fall. And obviously you mentioned your conference that's going to be coming up next year. So I'm excited for Tech San Diego to be involved with kind of these smaller events as well as your larger organizational events. That's very exciting for us. And obviously you guys have brought in a lot of excitement and enthusiasm to those events as well. Now, is there any type of partnership or engagement in particular that ACM would like to pursue with members of the local tech community? Maybe ways that you haven't worked with kind of local tech members in the past? Is there any kind of way that you'd like to work with them in the future?
In the past year, we've had a few events that were partnered with industry companies, and that included events like workshops that just showed off their product and panels from engineers who work at that company and can give a little sneak peek into what working in industry is like. So we're definitely still looking into doing events like that, which will expose members to what working at a company is actually like. And apart from that, we're also interested in doing events like Shadow Series, where you can directly interact with people in industry and find out more about their specific role as like a software engineer or whatever else, the product manager. That is generally what we look at. And if you want to add anything, Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that a lot of our collaborations really focus on making sure, students, one, understand, the difference between, your typical side project and, doing things in industry. But at the same time, we do want to foster this member first emphasis in our community. And if that means, again, in our past workshops, we've emphasized, hey, company XYZ, make sure you're engaging with all these students, or because we have such a diverse, again, we're a very diverse student organization. We've got people doing design, cybersecurity, AI. We've got people doing everything. And we find it really important that everyone feels included in this wide variety of things that we do. That's just something we emphasize.
And is there any way that members of our local tech community can learn more about projects ACM members are working on? I guess this could be either as individuals. I know that you have such a large student base with so many areas of interest that the types of projects that you're all working on are, I'm sure, are very different from one another. Is there any way that local tech industry members can learn more about those projects, or even some of the side projects that you guys put on as an organization?
Yeah, we actually have our own GitHub. So you can visit the GitHub link and just take a look at all our repositories. All of our code is open source, and you can also check out the side projects code there. Everything's on acmurl.com/github. Again, that's acmurl.com/github. It's acmurl is our redirecting software, so it'll take you to GitHub. And if you want to know just generally more about ACM, you can go to acmucsd.com. That's our main website, and that'll give you just more information about who we are as an org.
Perfect. And for those companies who might be interested in working with ACM either this fall or throughout the school year, what types of collaborations or resources would you as an organization like to see from our local tech community while we're still impacted by the virus? Is there anything specific that students may want to hear more about or learn from companies about how best to adapt to our current circumstances?
Definitely. One of the events that we did have in mind was, a panel of people, engineers coming in and sharing, hey, you know, this is my experience as an engineer during these COVID times, you know, kind of a twist on, you know, many engineers on YouTube have in the past posted, you know, their workflow, you know, how they get through their day typically as a software engineer. We want to extend this to not just software engineering, but, you know, being a designer, being a product manager, being, and of course, being a software engineer, especially during this time of COVID, a lot of our members are getting into the workforce, you know, trying to decide, hey, what am I going to do when I graduate out of university? Or, you know, what do I want to kind of do this summer for a potential internship? And to all of that, you know, there's a huge uncertainty on how COVID kind of affects all of this. And being able to gain insight into how teams collaborate and work together during this time would be very insightful and helpful to our members. So if any companies, you know, are interested in doing this, or if there's any out of the box ideas, you know, like Stone said, we have lots of AI competitions as well. And beyond AI competitions, we have cybersecurity competitions as well. And one thing I do want to emphasize is reach out to us. I believe, you know, sponsor@acmucsd.org. You know, that's our main point of contact. And I also want to reiterate that we are one of the most diverse engineering organizations. So, you know, by collaborating with us, you're tapping into this diverse group of engineers, designers, and data scientists, you know, all from these different cultures and backgrounds.
And, you know, I've talked with you guys as an organization about this, but Tech San Diego is definitely wanting to get these types of resources and these types of ideas and information to student groups at ACM and to UCSD, USD State, you know, our local regional university. So that's definitely in our programming intentions for the fall and beyond the fall, once we hopefully normalize, or if things go a little bit longer than we would like them to, obviously, we're going to keep this information very relevant, and we're going to keep working with student organizations, just like you guys, to make sure that that information is reaching the students as you guys need it, and as we're kind of going through this tough time together. That's pretty much the end of my questions. At this point, is there anything else that you'd like to mention before we kind of head off? Is there any other points or any other links that you'd like to direct some of our listeners to?
I think that's about it. If any listeners are not interested in sponsoring but just want to reach out to us and chat, you can contact us through contact@acmucsd.org. And other than that, I think I'm good.
With that, I think we're pretty much at the end of our discussion for today. I just want to give a big thanks to Casey, Stone, Adam, and Max for joining us today. Tech San Diego is very, very excited to work with you this upcoming quarter and throughout this upcoming school year. You guys have had so many good ideas already, and you're already looking big to even next year with your conference. And we are excited and we're honored that you guys want us to be on the ground level with you on those events. So thank you again for kind of getting us in the loop. We're happy to be working with you for this upcoming school year. And thank you again for joining us on the pod.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
If you're a student and you want to stay up to date about all of Tech San Diego's upcoming university events, or if you want access to some of Tech San Diego's student-focused resources, check out our Campus Connection newsletter. You can join by emailing me at jarett.hartman@techsd.org, or check it out on our website, techsandiego.org. While you're there, visit our Student Health Crisis Resource page for up-to-date COVID-19 information related to students and university communities. You can also check out our Regional Tech Directory, which is the most comprehensive list of tech companies, including who is hiring in the region. Thank you again for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.